Larry Evans woke up in the middle of the night and thought he should throw another log into his wood stove. But when he walked downstairs, he found a surprise.
Flipped on the light and got to the landing and everything was floating. I just got tears in my eyes. I didn't know what, memories, everything was floating.
The entire first floor of his house was underwater. He acted fast. Evans and one of his sons got a pump going and did whatever they could to salvage their belongings. The water did finally recede, but even days later, Evans can still see signs of flooding in his yard.
Yeah, you can see all the grass is laid flat all through here, like a river ran through here, because it did.
The Russian River runs behind his house, but Evans says it's never flooded like this before. He's also surprised by the amount of rain it took to raise it. The National Weather Service estimates Kodiak got over 2 inches of rain during the week of the flooding. Upstream is where the water breached the riverbank and created a channel that shot towards Evans and his family. Andrew Finke lives near where this happened. He says the river's path has changed over the last year, which makes it flood more often.
That didn't used to affect anybody's property, but with the way the channel has changed, it's flooding in a different way.
This makes Finke nervous.
It could start flooding through people's septic tanks, which could then cause, you know, people's wells to be contaminated. We're standing on Lita Street here. It's been eroding away. I would guess we lost probably another 4 feet of it.
Finke and other concerned residents showed up at a recent Kodiak Island Borough Assembly work session and asked for help. The borough manager, Michael Powers, said they're monitoring the situation, but its options are limited. Back at Larry Evans' house, fans are running nonstop. He's walking through, pointing out what he's done so far. The water was a foot deep, so there's a lot of work to do.
This is how I started. It was soaked all the way up to here. I'm trying to get it as dry as possible.
He doesn't want mold to grow, so he's ripping out all the affected carpet, drywall, and insulation. Evans thinks the damages will be in the thousands, but he feels like the community is rallying around him.
All I could think about that night was, what am I going to do, you know? And, today, I got some kind of hope anyway.
Evans says some good Samaritan dumped a load of gravel in front of where the river flooded, so hopefully that will protect his house for now. For KMXT in Kodiak, I'm Mitch Borden.